Welcome back, Mr. Wheatley. I'll turn the meeting back over to you.
I need those three boards.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-90, River Rock LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 29.3 acres into 26 lots under the cluster development concept. Located southeast of Route 258, 1/2 mile northeast of Route 88. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC report of July 26, 2006 will be made a part of the record. On the 8th, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet and a revised plan. Each of you has a copy of that. Today, we received an approved entrance approval and septic feasibility from Veldot and Denrec, respectively. And back in 2003, this site was approved part of another subdivision application, and it was also for 26 lots. They were 3/4 acre lots. This is utilizing the cluster option now. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed, I'd like the record to reflect that I'm not going to participate in this hearing.
All right, sir.
Get me for a second one.
Well, okay. I missed you the first time.
I know. I have a fresh face.
There we go.
For the record, my name is Heidi Balliet with the law firm of Tunnel & Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant Country Life Homes River Rock Glen LLC, and I'm here also with Mark Davidson and J.C. Owens from D.C. Group, the engineering firm for this project. And our application is for the subdivision of land for a clustered single-family residential lot community. And we should note for the record that this site has already been approved for a standard subdivision plan, and we're reapplying for a subdivision under the cluster ordinance. The applicant's request is for proposed 26 clustered lots. The previous standard subdivision was approved for 26 lots as well. The total site acres are 29.31 acres. There's a total open space of 11.24, of which 7.15 is true open common area, and 3.96 is the stormwater management area. The site density is 1 unit per acre. And for the record, I would note that you've received into the record, as I believe as Mr. Lank had noted, that there's the packet, the 3-ring binder you should each have, that has all the information. In that, we've addressed each one of the 99-9C requirements, and I would ask if you would like me to go through those or just satisfy that for the record that they're in the 3-ring binder. I could read them to you, but I think they're satisfactory. So
I think they're part of the record already.
That's fine. The cluster ordinance, which this subdivision is subject to, would permit the developer to build these 26 lots. The goals of the cluster ordinance are, quote, to use the design concepts which accommodate new and innovative lot configuration. They result in efficient vehicular circulation, and they promote community interaction. We believe we've accomplished that by the plan that you have in front of you. We've attempted to centralize and cluster the lots, which you can see we've done surrounding the community. And we've centralized the stormwater management area, which is a natural flow through the community. The prior plan approved, as I said, was for a standard subdivision, and we are asking that this replace that subdivision plan. The cluster application is made based on the agency comments that we received back and some of the design problems that we were having. The stormwater management area in the prior plan, the engineer will address, just couldn't work. And with the cluster ordinance, which is now in place, it would allow us to have the stormwater management area configure with the common area, and it makes a more harmonious flow to the whole community with little environmental disturbance as well. Just so you're aware, the property naturally flows into a depressed area where that stormwater management pond would be located, and it's a natural fit for the parcel. so that we could therefore cluster the lots around the open space and create an area that the community can enjoy, as well as being a functional service to the site. We're proposing a walking, jogging trail around the stormwater management pond, a pavilion with a recreational gathering area, a picnic area, and some coordinated benches around the pond, which some people call those reflecting benches. But the lots range in size from 0.5 acre to 1 acre. The comprehensive plan places the site in a low-density area. The guidelines for density indicates that if the cluster option is chosen, the number of lots allowed would not exceed the number of lots permitted under the current ordinance. And as I said, there's 26 already approved, and we're asking for the same number. We believe that this new cluster plan, therefore, is a superior plan over the prior subdivision plan, standard subdivision plan. The agency comments on record do not object to the site. We would like to note that the entrance has already been constructed, and we're willing to work with and comply with any of the conditions of the agencies as they request them. The proposed location will serve a need to the community by providing affordable housing and a desirable single-family community. This community is a contiguous community to River Rock Run, which is directly across the street to it. And the proposed location and use will not have an adverse effect on surrounding property values, and this parcel is suitable for this type of housing. Therefore, we request that you grant the subdivision, and it's in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. And I will ask Mr. Davidson if he wants to answer any of the engineering questions.
For the record, Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group. And my qualifications have been submitted for the record inside the booklet. Just to touch base and not to state for the record any more than what Ms. Balliet has stated, the pond, the stormwater management pond has been, we preliminary designed it. It's going to be approximately about 3.5 acres in size. Again, the site was designed so that the lots could conform around this depressed area that is located where the proposed pond is being placed right now. The pond will discharge across Hudson Road into an existing drainage feature that is already located on River Rock Run. The infrastructure underneath Hudson Road has already been placed during the entrance, construction of the entrance, so that no additional construction will happen along Hudson Road. Again, as was stated for the record, the entrance is existing on site. Existing landscaping and fencing has been placed along the front of Hudson Road. All lots will have individual wells and septics, and submitted for the record was the existing approval for the feasibility study for 26 septic systems for this piece of property. All roads will be designed and engineered in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department, and we will submit final plans to the fire marshal for their approval. Thank you.
We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Well, we'll see if anyone has any. Mr. Burton.
I just have a couple. You mentioned affordable housing for this development. What does that mean?
I'm not sure of the prices that they're offering right now for River Rock Run. I believe these houses are consistent with that. The Country Life Homes organization traditionally markets a specific style house, and it is an affordable range. I would say somewhere between $250,000 and $400,000 would be.
Okay, so Country Life Home will be the
yes
the package deal.
Yes.
The type of walking trail, what will that be? Will that be, what you mentioned walking trail, what will that
I think
be?
It would be a natural material. I don't think it would be.
Mulch material. It would probably be a mulch walking trail, yes.
Okay, and then the pavilion is just going to be an open.
It'll be an open pavilion, yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
In the materials that you submitted, was there a layout of the original design somewhere? I haven't been able to locate it.
No, there wasn't. I did bring a copy of the original design.
Actually, the very last page in the book is from the original Oh, that's right. In the feasibility study, yes. There is a...
It has the topo lines on it, but...
As you can see, in the original design, the basin was placed in the rear. It's much smaller than what is actually needed for this subdivision in order to handle the stormwater management for the site. The lots went all the way around, kind of compare both of them.
Yeah, flip it over so it... There you go.
Kind of compare the look of both of them. We've sort of geared the lots along the front and down the, I would say, the southwest property line, allowing this depression to act as the stormwater management area and not placing any lots within that depressed area.
So your study determined that you needed more stormwater management?
That is correct, yes.
And that's part of the driving force behind the redesign?
Yes.
Okay. Are there further questions?
Answer. Gordy, no questions.
Smith. Is there a septic feasibility letter?
Yes, there is. It's been submitted for the record.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions? Okay. Mr. Lang?
You made reference to the type septic systems. I didn't quite get that. What type systems are they anticipate to be for the feasibility? LPPs? Or?
They're going to be LPPs, probably cap and fill LPPs.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
All right, then.
I have, for the record, proposed findings of fact, which I will
sure.
hand
to you. Want to hand those up to Mr. Lank, and if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-90 River Rock LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-90? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the balance of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.